Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each week the hosts Caleb, Derek, and Jay share their favorite things on a wide range of topics. They chat, debate, and sometimes even agree on their top picks, from serious to silly. Sometimes they have a guest join them to add a new perspective. Whether they take it seriously or just for the laughs, you're in for a treat. So grab your headphones and let's get started on this week's High Five.
Yeah, up until this past week, I was building a new record player
Saw that. Yeah, it looked nice.
cabinet. Yeah, it's been kind of one I'd been tinkering with the design on for a while, and finally got it to where I was happy with it, and Katie was happy with it, and just needed more storage for records because the shelves that we did have up high there, or we still have there. They're full, and so I had records that I wanted to buy but didn't have anywhere to put them, so
Yeah.
I had to build a cabinet.
You know you can buy those things, right?
I know,
I'm just messing with
but
you.
it's one
I
of
know
those
something you
things.
like.
Well, it's also one of those things that, like, it's in my dining room, so like it's really gotta be something I made, kind of.
Either that or IKEA, right? It's either
Yeah,
in something.
I mean, I buy IKEA stuff. I'm not
I
above
know.
it. Like, there are some IKEA cabinets and pieces of furniture that are just well designed and serve their purpose
Hey
perfectly,
man, you know
especially.
me. We were an IKEA household for a long, 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 long time. So,
Yeah, we still got pieces of IKEA furniture that just won't die, like our Poang chair in our living room. Oh, I lost my audio here. There we go. Stupid technology. Stupid smart devices.
it is the worst. But also the best.
What?
It's the best when it works. It's the worst when
It
it doesn't.
is. It really is. Like, when you just have your headphone. Like, one of my favorite things to do is, well, there's a couple of them. When I'm like listening to music on my phone and I sit down on my computer and I can easily just quick watch a video or, get the sound from something that is up on my computer, even though I was just listening to audio on my phone, it just automatically switches. And then the other one is like when I'm in my truck and I'm like driving around my job site, checking on things, and I need to get out to shovel a sidewalk or something that's going to take me 5 or 10 minutes to do, but I want to keep my truck running. I can just jump out of my truck where the Bluetooth is playing on my phone through CarPlay and pop my headphones in, go
Then it
shovel while
switches.
my truck is still running, and just switches right over. And then you can do the same thing when you get back in the truck. It's pretty cool.
It's always the worst though when it does it when you don't want it to. Most of
I know. Yeah.
the time I'm like, oh yeah, but sometimes it's not. Am I Pilsner?
Have you had this?
No. I'm
I just.
drinking American Apple.
Nice. Is that the non-alcoholic one? Or is
No.
that the alcoholic one?
Yeah, this is Blake's hard cider.
No, I've had that at your house. I just couldn't remember. You had a couple.
Yeah, I like trying. I don't know. I've been getting into ciders recently.
Me too. I've been getting back into it. It's just a known commodity that's fresh and tastes good. And
I enjoy a nice cider. I like to try a different one. I've been trying just all different ones of late, so.
yeah, me too.
So your cabinet's done. You feeling good about it?
Yep, got my cabinet done, and then actually I've got one last thing to do in the guest room here. I don't know if you remember, in our guest room I built like these build tins and where the Xbox goes and all that storage below. I needed to build some drawers and two doors, and so I finished that at the same time as making components for the cabinet that I built.
Okay.
And so I got that all installed and painted, and there's just a piece of one piece of baseboard that I had to caulk in that I have to paint, and then some touch up, but it's done. And I've got a
Nice.
fold up. Don't know if you can see it. There's a fold down desk that goes
Oh yeah, that's
underneath the
new.
TV now. Yeah. So
Yeah,
I
you
just
didn't have
added
that
that on
before.
there.
Nice.
Just trying to find out how much weight I can put on this Murphy bed hardware before it falls
Before it
on
tips
me while
over.
I'm recording.
Yeah. Did you do that all in the garage or did you do that at work?
No. Well, the components like the doors and drawers, I had all the parts cut in my garage, but I needed them to be in a heat regulated place to be able to like sand glue them, and then it just like over the last few weeks it's just been dreadfully cold, so I was just like, I'm gonna bring them to work and work, you know, through my lunch hour or work late in the afternoon on time that I'm not billing. And so I just kind of did that to get it done, and then all the painting I did down in the basement. Just
Oh, okay.
put my AirPods in and just listen to some podcasts for a few hours at a time while I'm putting a big coat on. And
Nice.
yeah, my favorite thing to do is I've not gotten into spraying paint yet. I know that I will eventually, but I'm really good at brush painting. And my trick is to you roll it on with a roller and then brush it out real quick, so that way you can get nice even brush strokes, because you got the paint on, and then while it's still wet, then you brush it out, and then it makes it look like that classic brushed look instead of the roller marks.
Roller
But
look.
yeah, so
Thanks.
yep, it's been kind of nice to get some of these projects buttoned up just to kind of get me motivated to do the next thing. So,
Right. Do you have a next thing already on the list?
oh yeah, well, I've got the table built, but there's some things that I knew were going to happen, you know, as we used it, that I wanted to change or just do differently or redo. Like I put just a natural, I think it was just like teak oil or something on it to finish it. A lot of people like that just natural wood feel to it, and I don't. So I'm not gonna necessarily sand down everything, but I'm gonna sand down the top surface, restain it, and then we're gonna put a polyurethane on it or something. I haven't decided yet exactly, but just something that's got a little more durability to it. But other than that,
Did you run lights through that? I know you were talking
yeah.
about it that one time. You used to. Okay, I couldn't remember if that.
I've got the lights run in it. There's a couple adjustments I need to make, and I'm really what I need to do is just take the bottom felt inside the table, is kind of screwed up and in. And so I need to really take that apart so that I can get in and do all the electrical and have all the space I need to do it. So I'm gonna basically dismantle the whole thing in the dining room, take up like I'll probably turn the table so that there's room for people to still walk through and stuff. But then I'm going to flip the table up on its side or upside down and just rewire everything, get it all the way everywhere, get all the electrical parts done. And then from there, do all the sanding. I have a vacuum for my sander that eliminates like 99.9% of the dust when you're sanding. And so I'm gonna be able to do it right in the dining room, and then do the same process of brushing on my finish. So yeah, so that's next. And then the big thing that we want to do yet this year is I replace doors on our guest room and on Vivian's bathroom, and I want to do the same thing on Vivian's bedroom door and our bedroom door, because those are still old and kind of junky and don't lock very well. And so then once we get those two doors in, then we can paint the upstairs hallway, and then upstairs is done, at least to our liking for right now.
And then you're gonna move, right?
Well, I mean, we the plan is we've got a plan, we've got a lot, and so now we just gotta start getting some bids and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I mean, for
Eventually.
all, I mean, really, probably in the next couple of years, we'll be moving into the new house eventually. That's the plan.
Yep. It's not too far. Time goes way too quick, man. The fact that it's already February is pretty bizarre to me. So.
Yeah, no, it's gone so quickly. I mean, this kind of leads into our topic, and I guess we'll address the elephant in the room that Derek's not here. Derek is out this week. He's got just some scheduling conflicts with work stuff, but he'll be back next week. And I guess it was mostly me that was chomping at the bit to get recording again, but I just thought it'd be good to get back on the horse, and then when Derek can join us, then he'll join us. And then I think, I'd like to, I wanted to talk to you about this too, and
Yeah.
I guess we can do whatever we want, but when he's not available, I think we should still record, and maybe we just, make it a point to not pick topics that he really wants to do or whatever.
Yeah, I'm
And
more
then,
than flexible and can adjust on the fly for sure. So.
yeah. And I think it would also open it up to be able to just have on a guest if we want to have three people, which three does seem like a good
Give and
formula.
take. Yeah.
Yeah. To where it fills in dead space a little bit better. So maybe we can have a guest on here or there, or have on a spouse or a kid or something of ours. But yeah, so kind of lead the what I was alluding to about, being so busy and time flying. Our topic this week is our top five things from 2024. And so it's kind of more personal, but just I think it's a kind of a good way to start off our 2025, is to really look back at 2024. And for most of for this podcast, most of 2024 was just you and I. So I thought that this would be a good topic for just you and I to cover anyway, because 2024 was the start of this podcast. And yeah, so do
It
you
wasn't, we didn't
have
start in 23, we started in
no
24.
We might have done some test recordings, and there might have maybe one of them was recorded in 2023 at the end, but none of them were released until 2024. I'd have to
Oh,
go back
got
and look, but yeah, none of them came out until well into 2024.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, I
But
couldn't
yeah,
remember.
you could be right that one or two of them might have been at the end of December in 2023. But
Yeah, I couldn't remember when we officially started, so.
That would make sense, because I wanted to get a few in the, in the hopper, in the, just so that we could release them every week or two on a certain schedule, which it worked for a while, but then, life happens. And but the big thing we've kept saying is that, if we just don't have one, or if we just can't record, we're not gonna, this isn't gonna be a chore to us. We're gonna do this
Right.
as we can. So,
Right.
but you have anything else to say about that, or do you want to just jump into it?
No, we could jump in. Yeah. I think that covers it.
Okay. All right. Well, let me pull up my notes. I didn't finalize my number five. I got like, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 total.
It's a lot.
But I couldn't decide on my number five. It's between this one or this one.
Flip a coin. Just put
I
them both.
think.
Just do it both number fives.
Okay, 5A and 5B.
It's like a double header. It's all
Okay.
right.
I'll do 5A, and then we'll do 5B. And there's really a 5C too, but we're not going to count it.
And a 5D and
Yeah.
E and.
And then we got all 12 in. It's
There you
perfect.
go. Why don't you go first? Go with your double header.
Okay. My 5B. I Can't believe we're doing this. We've never done a second number five, but my first number five is the baseball season that I got to participate in this year. I don't know if I've talked about it much on this podcast, but I play on a vintage baseball team in my local city, and we travel around mostly the state of Michigan, but we do venture out to some other historical baseball locations. And one of those this past year was the Field of Dreams in Dyersville, Iowa. And we kind of actually did like a barnstorm where we actually stopped on our way back and played at a Civil War reenactment festival. And that was really cool. Kind of made a weekend of it. Brought a couple friends with, brought my parents with, brought my daughter with. Yeah, I mean, it's exactly how you remember it from the movie. They've built a major league stadium off in left field, but that's way out in left field. You could see like the lights from it, but like as far as like the movie location, the field is the same, the house is the same. They've added like a couple, like a gift shop and a concession stand and like some things off to the side of those locations. But as far as like the field and the house and that vintage look, it's all still there, which is really awesome. So
Nice.
we played there. We played at our local Greenfield Village, which is the home of like the Henry Ford Museum is on that site, and a bunch of other Ford and Henry Ford related things are there. And there's an old like village that they actually I think most of the houses are actually like transplanted or moved there, like so they're all like original like turn of the century type homes, you know, and you know in the early 1900s when Henry Ford was doing his thing. So that was really fun to play there because the big thing about that place is that for a game, they have games on Saturdays and Sundays throughout the summer, and every game is attended by like a couple hundred people, which eclipses our typical attendance by like 10 times. You know, we're lucky to have 20 people watching us at a typical game. But this is a big deal, and they have an announcer. And yeah,
Nice.
it's really fun to play there.
So, do
And then
they
the other,
announce your nicknames or do they announce you at your real names?
they will, no, they'll use our nicknames. They don't ever, they, anytime players are referenced in vintage baseball, it's using their nicknames.
Nickname.
So
Nice.
yeah. Yep. The other cool place that we got to play was at the Lansing Lugnuts Stadium. We got to play before the Lansing Lugnuts and play on there. It was a turf field, so that was kind of interesting to play on, but it was just really cool to get to play on
Nothing
a professional baseball stadium field.
like,
So
nothing like playing classic baseball in a on a turf field,
modern
right?
stadium. It was definitely weird. And we put in the funny thing was is like we played absolutely terrible. Like normally we're a good team, and we were playing against the Lansing team, and normally like we kick their butts. But they played well that day, and I don't think anybody on our team had like more than a single. Like I feel like everyone just hit terribly, but it was still just a really cool experience.
Just blame it
But
on the turf.
yeah, it was a turf monster. Yeah, so that's my number five.
Nice. Well, you had another number five,
Oh,
right?
okay, I'll do another one then. My other number five was bringing my niece Juniper to Disney World. So
Nice.
I don't know if I've mentioned this in the past, but I have seven nieces and nephews, and six of them live in South Carolina. And so, kind of my hack to stay close to my nieces and nephews is to treat whoever is going and graduating from high school that year, treating them to like 4 or 5 days at Disney World. And so last year my second niece graduated from high school, and we brought her, and that, you know, the thing about them being in a big family is they don't get to go to Disney because, you know, for a family that large, it's really
It's
expensive,
expensive.
and they've got other things that they like to do, and we're Disney people. So I just think it's, and you know this, yeah, I just think it's something that everybody has to do. If you're an open-minded person and you like Disney by any stretch of the imagination, like you need to go to Disney. And if you aren't adventurous enough to do it by yourself, like you need to go with someone who knows what they're doing there. And so, like, we just love to bring people. We've gone with you guys, and we've, you know, gone with other family members and friends, and it's just such a fun thing to do, is just to go and play in the park for a few days, which I heard you're doing soon.
Yeah, we leave Wednesday.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Couple days. We're excited. Yeah, we leave Wednesday. We have three, so we're staying at Old Key West, basically the same way we stayed when we were with you guys. It's two bedroom. In three of the four parks. So we're not going to
Nice.
do Epcot, but we did Epcot in
Last time.
December.
Yeah. Nice.
So basically all four within about a month of each other.
Cool.
So we're going to Thursday will be Animal Kingdom, Friday will be Magic Kingdom, and then Sunday will be Hollywood Studios. And then we just have like a free day on Saturday and we fly home on Sunday. So, or I
Nice.
mean on Monday. So yeah,
Nice.
should be a pretty fun, exciting trip. So looking
Nice.
forward to
Just
it.
the four of you?
No, so Tori's mom and dad and
Oh,
brother
okay.
are going.
This
So
is
there's
that
seven
one.
of us in total.
Yep. Cool.
That's why
That'd be
we went with a
fun.
little bigger place to stay. So, because there's seven of us going. But
Cool.
yeah,
Yeah,
so
I
it'll be the
remember.
first time like having to kind of plan everything. Like we have the meal passes and all that stuff included. So yeah, it's gonna be a new experience, but
Nice. Yeah. That'll be
got all our
fun.
lightning, got all our lightning lanes and everything like that already set
Yeah,
out.
that's right. You
So
can do them in advance again.
yeah, 7 days if you're staying on resort. So
Cool. Yeah,
I don't know, it'll be fun.
we just booked a 2-day trip in April. We just did it. We actually had our we had our 2 days at the resort already booked, but we just bought our plane tickets tonight because Spirit Airlines has had a bunch of prices.
Deals
Just
going on. Nice.
we're going, we're all three of us are going to and from on Spirit for like $300 or something like that. It's just something insane. And so we've been kind of eyeing the specific dates because there's a DVC after party at Epcot on a just a random Wednesday in April. And so, and if you ever get a chance to go to an after party, it's like it's the only thing better than the pa just going to the park itself, because if you can be in the park and there's like a quarter of the people there, it's we just went to one on our trip and at the in the middle of January, and we went for 1 day at Magic Kingdom, and we got to ride Tron as many times as we want to. We got to ride Seven Dwarves Mine Train as many times as we wanted to. We just walked, you know, any of the rides are all just walk right on. You were waiting Tron maybe 5 minutes for. Like it was just it was so fun. But anyway.
Nice.
So yeah, so we got just a couple nights there. We're actually going, Vivian's missing 2 days of school. We're gonna fly out at like 9, get down there, check into our resort, have all day to just kind of relax, and then the party starts at like 7 p.m. and then it goes until like 1 a.m. and then we'll fly, we'll go sleep, fly, we'll get up and have to fly out at like 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning, and then we'll get home, you know, by 1 or 2 and maybe go
So
to work.
you're only going to Epcot, that you're only doing that one
Yeah.
thing then.
Yeah.
Okay,
But
got it.
because the flight was so cheap with Spirit and the party is free because it's for DVC members, you just have to enroll in it. Like it's kind of a no-brainer trip. I
So is
obviously
the
miss.
stay free then even too? Or you have to use your points?
We have to use our DVC
Sure.
points, but I mean, for all. Yeah, I mean, it's already paid for, that's for
Right.
sure.
Right. Interesting. Yeah. I didn't know that they did that. 'Cause I know they've been doing they've been talking about doing, which I looked into a little bit, but we didn't do it for this trip, that Disney After Dark or whatever, where like you
So the one
can
that we
buy an
did in
extra pass,
January was
but
that.
okay.
The one that we went to in Magic Kingdom was that. So
Got it.
we did have to pay for those tickets, but it's the same idea.
Yeah, got it. Nice.
The cool thing about the Disney After Hours parties, and I'll talk about this later, but when you go there, it's they give you all you can, like I think it doesn't start until 10, but you get all you want, water, soft drinks,
Okay.
popcorn, ice cream sandwiches. I feel like there was something else too. But like they were just sitting at those like meal carts, that are around
Yep.
Magic Kingdom, like popcorn carts and stuff. And they were
Yep.
just, you just had to get in line and you were
Just
allowed to,
grab one.
they were just
Nice.
handing them out. Yeah. It was so cool. I had my fill of popcorn that night.
How long does it go? 10 to what?
Well, it starts at 7, but they didn't start handing the food out until
Oh, got
10,
it.
and it
Okay.
would go from 7 till 1 a.m.
Got it. Okay.
And by midnight, there was like nobody there. Like you're literally just getting off of Seven Dwarves and getting right back in line, and just
Yeah.
having to walk the line. And once you're to the front of the line, you're back on the ride. It was just so cool.
They don't even let you cut through the lightning lane
No, you
lines.
have to walk
No,
the
still
lines. Yeah.
gotta still go through the maze, huh?
But anyway, so that's my number five.
Nice.
Brought my niece to Disney.
Okay, so my number five is a little weird, but I felt like I needed to have it on here. And it is just the survival of 2024.
Well,
The reason
there's
I have this is because when I was thinking about 2024, A, it's an election year. I hate election years with a passion. Not only do I hate election years, I also hate them when the results are the worst results you could ever possibly imagine. My grandpa died, our dog died. There was just a lot of stuff that happened in 2024 where I was like, man, that was a bummer of a year. Yeah, but we survived it. We made it out. There's a lot of change and growth and adaptations, but we made it, and we're hoping 2025 will be better, although 20 days or a month into it doesn't feel like it's going to be better, but we'll cross our fingers. So, just the survival of 2024.
I like it. That's a good one. All right, my number four is getting to see Taylor Swift in Toronto.
Nice.
So this was in November. The previous go around, Katie and Vivian, my wife and daughter, got to see her in Detroit, which is an hour from our home, and the tickets were so ungodly expensive that we had access to two tickets through a friend, and we had to, we paid face value for those, which was still a lot of money, the most we've
Yeah.
ever spent on concert tickets. So the, we got two tickets, but I couldn't go, and I've always been a Taylor Swift fan, Swiftie from way back. We've talked about this with Derek. But when your wife and daughter are also big Taylor Swift fans, you got to kind of give up your ticket. So I told them if we get another chance to go that I was going to go, and we were going to get, tickets to go again if she came within a reasonable driving distance. And she came to Toronto for, I think it was 3 nights, 3 or 4 nights. I
It was
can't
a couple,
remember.
several for sure. Yeah.
It was the second to last tour stop on the Eras tour, and we got four tickets, and my sister-in-law, who lives in Belgium, flew over to come and drive with us from Detroit to Toronto. And it was so awesome. I mean, the only part that was not awesome about it was just the masses of people right there. But we planned it well. We stayed at the hotel in the Rogers Center, which is where the concert was. And so once we
Okay.
were in the building, we really didn't have to go anywhere, which was nice because it
Yeah.
was hard to get around and we had our vehicle.
Crazy.
So, but the concert was amazing. We were in the upper deck, but we were like face on with the stage from the upper
Okay.
deck. And we were like
Yep.
in the second row of the upper deck. So it was really just great. And
Yep.
yeah, just great show. Awesome. Just glad I got to finally go and glad I got to experience it with Katie and Vivian and Alira. And yeah, just glad.
Nice.
I don't know if I would do it again. Not until the shows aren't so big anymore. I mean, I don't
Sure.
know if that'll ever happen, but
Probably
it's
not.
just too many people. But
Yeah.
I get it. It's
It'd
Taylor
have to be the
Swift.
right setting and the right
Yeah.
time. Yeah. I get that.
Yep. I mean, I guess I would do it in Detroit just 'cause I know Detroit. But
Sure.
doing it in a town that you don't know very well, that was a little stressful at times.
Yeah.
But we
Yeah.
did it. We survived.
Yeah. I could see that. Yeah. Okay. So my number four is a little self-promoting, but that's okay. I got my first ever award for work. I've never been given an award before, and I got one for being one of the top sales performers for the technically would have been 2023, but it was given to me in 2024, so I'm counting it as a 2024 win. So
Nice.
yeah, I have a nice little crystal trophy thing up here, and yeah, it was just kind of nice, you know, nice to get recognized every now and again and
Yeah.
get a shout outs, and
Yeah.
means you're doing something right. So yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, I feel like you told us this before, but I didn't know you got a trophy for it. That's cool.
Yeah, there's a little crystal trophy. It says like whatever. I don't remember what it says, and then it has my name and the company name on it and stuff. So,
Nice.
yep. And every now and again, the sun will hit it right, and it shoots a cast a rainbow. And Reese loves seeing the rainbow on the wall. So, win-win for everybody.
That's right. That's awesome. All right. So my number three was our latest trip that I've been kind of talking about from the middle of January. So it's so a couple weeks ago now. It was actually a 10-day trip. We took a flight from Detroit down to Orlando, and we drove out to Melbourne Beach and spent a couple days at Katie's parents and grandfather's beach house, which was nice. It was a little cold the week we were there, but it wasn't as cold as it was the week after we were
I
there.
was gonna say you didn't get the snow, right? You beat the snow.
No, we had 60 and 65-degree weather when we were in Florida, which was better than what it was here. It was like
Right.
10 degrees here at the time or whatever.
Yep.
So we spent a couple days there, and then from there we drove to Port Canaveral and got on a MSC cruise. It was a 4-day cruise down to the Bahamas, and we were in the MSC cruise line. They have a thing called the Yacht Club, which is like a sectioned off area of rooms that is like fancier and more exclusive, and it was the most amazing thing ever. Like, you didn't have to like stake out your spot at the pool. You could just go there whenever you wanted to go to the pool, and there'd be a spot to sit
Okay.
at. And if you know anything about cruises or even like resorts, like if you're going
Yeah.
to a resort, you kind of have to stake out a spot because otherwise you're not going to get a good spot by the pool. This was not the case in the yacht club, and I don't know if we'll ever do another type of cruise again unless it's like Disney or something. But like with the MSC Yacht Club, it was like you had your own private dining room. You could go out and eat with the plebes if you wanted to, but you could also just stay in the yacht club for your whole cruise if you wanted to and just be pampered. We had our own butler. We could order food to our room for free any time of day or night. There was one night we just
Yep.
ordered a pizza and we're like, just bring it to our room. And there was no tip or no, they just brought it. It was, if you wanted it, they went and got it.
Nice.
So the cruise was fun. That was a little bit warmer down in the Bahamas. I think we hit 80 a couple days, but still a little bit cooler than what you're used to down in the Bahamas. But it was still, like I said, better than Michigan. And then
Nice.
when we got back to Florida, we went back to Orlando and we spent 4 days at Universal Studios, Vivian had never been to Universal Studios. And we did all the Harry Potter stuff. Unfortunately, the Hogwarts Express was closed down for the 4 days that we were there, so we didn't get to do the
All
train
4 days?
all four
Wow.
days. Yeah,
That's
which is
crazy.
kind of a bummer, but it'll be a reason to go back now. The first day we were at Universal Studios, we did a private tour, which is, I mean, it's just like what you could do at Disney World, but at Disney World, you have to purchase the tour guide for like that whole allotment, and it's like, like a couple thousand dollars or something
It's
like that.
multiple thousand. Yeah, it's a
Yeah,
lot.
but you can split it. You can have up to 12 people or whatever, but at Universal, you can pay per person. And it was like $200 or something like that. And we got the tour, got backstage. We got to walk backstage from one park to the other. I think that was because the train was down, because otherwise you just get a free ride on the Hogwarts Express. But the best part about it was like you didn't have to wait in a line. And it's like you go in the back door and they push you in, you get to sit in the front of the roller coaster, and you just have to wait the length it takes for the next car to come in. Like, you're not waiting in any lines. It was the coolest I've ever felt going on rides, because we didn't have to wait in any lines, and we got to ride all, I think we rode, like, Vivian had it counted out. She said we rode it was like 14 or 15 rides or something that day. And it was only from like 10 until 5 or 4 o'clock or something like that. And when we were done, it was like, I'm tired, let's go back to the hotel. Like, it was just like we did so much during that period of time. So then we had a few other days there after the private tour day to kind of clean up and go back and do other things that we didn't get to do or wanted to do again. But it was fun. We took those motion sickness patches that you put behind your ear, because Universal Studios is definitely known for their roller coasters
Yeah,
more
definitely
than
more
Disney
hardcore than
is.
Disney.
Yeah, and those patches worked, I tell you. I'll get sick on even some of the rides at Disney, and I didn't get sick on any of the rides at Universal. I mean, we went on the Hulk ride that, goes upside down like seven times or something. And we went on the VelociCoaster that goes upside down two or three times. And I was totally fine. All those
Ready to go.
rides that have, the Harry Potter rides that have the weird screens, and then you go moving around and it messes with your equilibrium. No problem. So that's my endorsement for the motion
What patch? I
sickness.
don't think I've seen the
I
patches.
think you have to get, Katie got prescribed from her doctor, and it's just a
Oh,
motion
okay.
sickness
Got it.
patch that you just put behind your ear. It's like a nicotine patch, I guess. And they last for like 3 or 4 days. And it worked like a charm. So,
Got it. Interesting.
yeah. And so then after those days in Universal, like I'd mentioned before, we did the after hours party at Disney Magic Kingdom. And got to ride our rides to our heart's content. The only downside was it was cold that night, and Tiana's
What about
the
you?
old Splash Mountain Bayou, whatever they call it. What's
Tiana's
it
Bayou.
called?
Tiana's Bayou.
Bayou. Yeah, there's another word though. Bayou something. Bayou
I don't know. I got a fast
Banjo.
pass for it for a couple days and a couple
Yeah.
days.
But anyway, that wasn't open. And so it's funny that it's been open for almost a year now and we've still not gotten to ride it. We're so bummed.
Was that your first time riding Tron too?
No, we've ridden Tron probably 10 times.
Okay.
Like,
I didn't know if that was the first time or not. I
yeah.
couldn't remember.
Yeah. Yeah. Tron is a favorite. But. Yep. So yeah, that was our trip. It was 10 days and it was kind of a lot, but we spaced it out well, had some relaxation days and got to stay in some all I think all of the places we stayed were new hotels. We got to stay in the new Polynesian DVC tower. It's
Okay,
off to the side of the Polynesian there. So we got to stay there for the night that we were at Magic Kingdom, and that was really cool to see that new building. Yeah.
Yeah,
So that.
we were just talking about going to Universal, but I just read an article that says they're going to be opening a Wicked, like an Emerald City Wicked Land, so in 2026. So I guess we're going to push it back to 2026 and do all that.
Yeah,
So
that'd be pretty cool.
because we
I
want to go to
also heard.
the new lands that open that'll open in
Yeah.
May, but
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of why we went when we did, because we knew that it might be a little bit less busy because
crazy.
everyone's
Sure.
holding off. It was still kind of busy, but yeah.
Nice.
What was I gonna say? Oh, I also heard, and this could be rumor, but I also heard that they're gonna take a part of Islands Adventure at Universal and turn it into a Zelda land.
Oh.
The like
Is that?
the mythological area that's in Islands Adventure now. It's like where that Mythos restaurant is and some of the other Greek gods and stuff, that I've heard rumors that that's going to be a Zelda land, which would be pretty cool.
I was going to say, do they have rights to that? But yeah, I guess they do. They have the Nintendo rights. So, interesting.
That's just what I heard. I'm more of a Disney insider, so don't listen to me,
I
but
know. I know you are.
So,
Speaking of which,
yeah.
did you see the rumor that they're going to turn the Galactic Star Cruiser into office space?
Offices, yeah. I think it's more, I don't think it's like the end all be all purpose for it. It's kind of going to just be a hub for all of the improvements that they're going to be doing to that park, because that they're bringing in that Monsters Inc. Part of the park, and so they're going to need kind of like a spot to work out of. That's kind of the way I read at least the article that I read, but I
Interesting.
also I don't think, you know, it's Disney, like they don't need that building to do another Star Wars immersive experience. They could do it anywhere they want. And in fact, I don't think that they should be, you know, that building should not be their parameters for anything they do in the future. It was a good thing, and I think they could have made it work. We dream and kind of complain about that all the time, of things they could have done to make it better, or make it more approachable to all Star Wars fans. But you know, clearly they've got other plans, and it is what it
I was
is.
just hoping that they were going to reopen it or do
Yeah.
something different, but
Well, and when
I
they
guess there's still
announced
time.
that, the first thing I said to Katie was like, I'm just glad we got to go,
Sure.
because now when you see the old art, you know, videos and photos and stuff, you can say that you have been there.
We're there.
Otherwise, it would have just been those artist renderings and things that you see online. That would have just been what you thought of it, and you would have never got to say you experienced it. And we got to, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was my number three, right?
Three.
Yeah.
So my number three is kind of a combo number three. It's more of me just, proud of my kids growing and things that they've accomplished this year. The first was restarted Spanish immersion, which we were a little hesitant and nervous about because we didn't know how she would handle it. The Spanish immersion program has changed since Jameson went through it, where it's much more heavily Spanish. So it's 80% Spanish and 20% English, whereas Jameson, it was the flip, it was the inverse. So we were a little nervous, but she's been taking, I mean, to hear her speak Spanish and to know things and to see her grow, even in this last little bit, has been really cool to see. She loves it. She's been getting a lot of good friends and all that. So it's been a huge positive, which we were a little nervous about. And then for Jameson, he started doing cross country and running a lot, and he set a goal that he wanted to do a sub 14 2 mile, and he accomplished it in his last race at cross country. So that was kind of cool to see him work for that goal and achieve it. So
That's awesome. I did not list anything having to do with Vivian, but I am proud of my daughter.
I know you are. I know you are.
She is getting ready to do, she's cast in the Shrek Junior musical in March. And she is playing one of the narrators to the
Nice. Okay. Yeah.
musical, and it's kind of like they're breaking the fourth wall sort of thing, making jokes and kind of speaking, dialogue during, scenes that are going on, and they're kind of comedic relief, it sounds like. And yeah, she gets to sing, she gets to, I
Nice.
guess, do some dancing and stuff. And so really excited to see that, because she's obviously put in a lot of work, and she's
Yep.
worked her way through, starting in third grade, and now she's in sixth grade, and this group goes up to eighth grade. So every year she gets a little bit bigger role, and this is what she loves doing. So,
Nice.
but
That's awesome.
yeah. Yep. So that's coming up. So that was your number
Three.
three. Yep. All right. So my number two is getting to go to the D23 Ultimate Fan Experience in
Yeah, nice.
Anaheim in August. We always so D23, if you don't know, is it's the fan club for Disney. And every couple of years they have a convention. It's very similar to any other con that you'll go to, but this is just all Disney, and there's purchasing things that you can only purchase there. People will go and just spend an exorbitant amount of money to just resell things because you can only buy them there. So there's a lot of that, but there was just also like the one of the coolest parts was just the panels that you could go sit on. You could go watch or listen to people talk about, original Disney, animators talk about their experience working at Disney, and like Disney historians that like they're in charge of all of the, valuable props and things like that, and just hearing stories about that kind of stuff. But also because Disney owns everything else, they've got Star Wars panels, and there was big, actors and technical design, like the ILM people were there, that make all the, puppets and props for, all the Star Wars shows that are out nowadays. And there was just so much. It was just so much. And I kind of went in, and on top of that, they have the evening events at the arena where they announce the new movies that are coming out, and they announce the new additions to the park that are coming out. They save their big news items for these events. And we were like, I went in knowing that it was going to be cool, but I was kind of hesitant because I didn't know how crazy it was going to be, because Disney always, I mean, always people just flock to Disney, and it's always just insane. You see the pictures, and you hear the stories about just like chaos. And there was a lot of that, but it was controlled. And like, if you do your research and kind of, know what you're doing a little bit, or just start like befriending people, like you find out quickly like the places to go, the things to do. And it was just so cool just to like connect and talk to Disney fans from around the country. Like we were just in line to get some apparel from one of the stores, and we talked to this couple that was from, where were they? I think they were just from like San Francisco or something like that. It's just a young couple that just big Disney fans, and we just started talking to them about anything and everything Disney. And it's like, oh, hey, we get along because we have all the same
We have a
interests.
shared
And
common interest.
you could sit and talk Disney Lorcana, the trading card game, with just random people in line. And it was just so fun. And everyone's there for the same reason. Everyone loves Disney. And because everyone loves Disney, they're all just like good people. And like, yeah, we're in line, but like, we'll hold your spot if you need to go to the bathroom or whatever. Like, it's not like a sweaty con like you get from, going to like Comic-Con or something,
Yeah.
but
Not cutthroat.
yeah, and we did enough research to, you know, we stayed at this like hole in the wall motel across from the Anaheim Convention Center, so we never had to take an Uber, we never had to like, you know, go, we just had to cross the street.
Yep.
And so we did our research, and we had so much fun, and obviously there's things that we would do different because that was our first time, but we both said that, all three of us said that, you know, we definitely want to go back to the next
Yeah.
one. So we're excited to do that. So I think that'll be our every other year, every, you know, maybe every 4 year trip to Anaheim to go to Disneyland and go to D23 at the same time. But
Nice.
yeah, it was just so fun. You know, knowing what it is now, there's a lot of things that I'll do differently. There's a lot of, like, there's so much like free stuff that you can get there that you can just bring back to friends that are just other Disney fans. Like, there's just so many cool things that you can do because of just being a part of the fan club. But
Yeah.
yeah, so
Nice.
that was my number two, D23.
Okay. My number two is our last trip of the year that we took, which was to Orlando. We went with my family, my whole family this time. My parents for last Christmas got rented a big house for us all to stay in. So there's what, 15 of us? Something like that. Yeah. And so we were down there for 6 days. So it was a lot of fun. We flew down first night, just kind of, got there a little later. So just basically settled in, kind of hung out for a little bit. Hadn't seen my sister and her kid in quite a while, so got to spend some time with them. And then the next day, we went to Disney Springs and did all that stuff and got rained out on, which was fun. And then the following day we went to Legoland, which we had never been to Legoland. Obviously we love Legos. Our kids love Legos. We'll probably never go to Legoland again. It was a fun experience, but I don't know. It wasn't as cool as we were hoping. There were parts of it that were really cool, but definitely is a little outdated park. You know, they need to do some updating. But they have a newer part of the park, which is, like the Lego movie, if that tells you how outdated the other parts are, if that's the newest part. So, but it was cool. I mean, it was fun. It was, something to experience at the very least. We had never done it, so we could at least check it off our bucket list, I guess. And then we went to Epcot the next day. Which was a blast. We hadn't been to Epcot in a little while, so we got to do the new Moana stuff, which I was all excited about. And it was busy because we were over, Christmas break, but we did get lightning passes, and we still got to ride a lot of rides. I mean, we rode Ratatouille, we rode Guardians. We did pretty much everything, even though it was, still relatively busy, but still a lot of fun, open to close. Saw the fireworks show. And then the next day we just kind of hung out at the condo and went to they have a big pool and all that kind of stuff. So just hung out and enjoyed the nice weather. And then the next day we all left. So yeah, it was a blast. It was a lot of fun though. So nice way to close out 2024 and ring in the 2025. So.
Yeah, I remember I think Vivian and I went to Legoland. We've been twice. We went with Katie the first time, and the second time it was just me and Vivian. And I think when I went with Vivian, that was 5 years ago, and it was kind of dated then, so I can
Yeah.
only imagine.
I mean, like every ride had issues. Like every
Oh,
ride was
really?
shut down at least once,
Oh,
if
really?
not multiple times, So it was just kind of, but the nice part was it wasn't busy. I mean, it
Yeah.
was, I think the longest we waited for a ride was like, I don't know, maybe 30 minutes, maybe, So that was fine. But yeah, it was definitely like, it's a bummer because I feel like there could be a lot of potential in that park, and I just feel like there's not a lot of investment in it.
Yeah, I think to get the full experience, maybe you got to go to the European Legoland's, you know,
Yeah.
there's, and then they're obviously going right to the Lego factory. I think I've heard is really cool. So, but yep. Okay, so that was your number two.
Number ones.
All right. My number one was my surprise birthday party trip to Disneyland, to Disney World. It was, you know, obviously we've gone to Disney a lot, and we've gone to Disney a lot this year. But I've never had a surprise trip ever
Yeah,
planned.
sure.
I think I've only ever had one other surprise birthday, and it was when I was, I think, like 13 years old. We went to Craig's Cruisers, and so it was just like anytime someone surprises you with a trip, I mean anything, but getting surprised with a trip for your birthday and getting to go to your favorite place on your birthday is a pretty unique experience. I'd never been to Disney World on my birthday, and wearing around a pin that says it's my birthday and having literally everybody wish you happy birthday was kind of a jolting experience. Like, I'm not used, like, that's the probably the time I felt the most like I was a celebrity, like where I've like the most like that'd be the most like feeling like you walk around, people recognize you. It was an interesting feeling. But yeah, that was it. Yeah, it was less about the details of the trip and more about the
The
act of it. And
surprise. Yeah.
yeah, in fact, we were planning to go that week was the preview weekend for Tiana's Bayou Adventure. Ooh, I remembered. It was supposed to be a preview that weekend and for annual pass holders, and we were annual pass holders at the time, and we got skunked on getting fast passes because you still had to sign up for the fast pass. I think we got skunked twice on that trip. So it was kind of bummer that we didn't get to go, but obviously, like I said, just getting to go to Disney World on your birthday was pretty special. So
Nice.
I got to eat at some pretty awesome places and be with my two favorite ladies, one of which is right here.
Hi, Viv.
Hi. You want
She can't hear me, but hi.
to say hi?
What's
Hello?
up? What's up, grown up lady?
Not much. Just,
Nothing.
we were just talking about your musical.
nice.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah.
Do you have your
She's
stuff
going.
all memorized yet or not yet?
Not all of it.
She actually
Can
had to
you?
miss practice today. She's
Yeah.
sick.
What? Sickness
Mm-hmm.
sucks.
Yeah.
I
Hopefully I
forgot to
can go
say
to
it. The
school.
with our trip to Disney this pa at Epcot, Jameson and Reese got really big into the pins. Like that's their new obsession, are Disney pins.
We should give you guys, when you're, are you leaving on Wednesday? I don't think we
Yeah, we
can
leave
get you any
Wednesday.
pins. We got a lot of pins.
We d we well, I bought a bulk set
Oh,
from on
nice.
eBay.
Yeah.
I think I bought like I think it was like 50 pins for like $20.
Perfect. Yeah.
So we
That's how
have a
you do it.
bunch of bulk, just crap ones that we're going to use
Yeah.
for trading. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. Just remember all the gift shops, even at the resorts.
Yeah.
Um,
Have like pin boards so you can
yeah.
draw. Yeah.
Even if
Uh,
you're
do,
just
do you guys
going,
do a lot of the pin stuff? I didn't, I don't,
we
because I
haven't
don't.
lately.
I used
Okay.
to. Okay.
We still do. I think we probably would if we just, like, if it was a.
If we saw a cool pin, then we would.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like an orange bird pin? I'd get
Yeah.
it, yeah.
Yeah. Well, lately when we've been going, we've been on a time crunch. We've either been obviously just at a hotel for one night or whatever, and so we haven't been able to focus on doing that sort of thing, but I think we would again. You've got your bag and lanyard and everything, but
Yeah, so they're excited to do some of that. We didn't do any trading when we were there this time because they just bought the their ones that they liked and stuff.
yeah.
So we just that's why we bought a bunch of bulk ones so they can actually do the more trading and all that kind of stuff. So
Yep.
we'll see how it goes.
It'd be fun. I think they'll have fun. You need to have a
Just another.
lanyard or a
They
bag or
do.
something. Yeah.
Yep, they both have a lanyard.
Good.
Yep. So, yeah, that was what the one thing that they wanted, and that's what they, I think they bought like 7 or 8 pins when we were there, because they were all like, oh, this is, I don't know, they were all, anyways, my brother and
You
his
gotta have
kids
a
were,
Baymax one.
yeah, my brother and his kids were, that's what they were doing, and it kind of rubbed off on Jameson and Reese. So, yeah.
Cool. Well,
Wait, what was the theme today?
that was our highlights of
Highlights.
2024.
Highlights.
All right, what was your highlight of 2024? And then I'll let you go
Whoa, okay.
because you gotta get to bed.
too many.
Probably going to D23.
That was
Not
my.
Taylor
Did you already
Swift?
talk about that? Taylor Swift was cool. Yeah. I don't know. D23 was really cool.
It
Just
was.
like that whole trip.
It was just
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
much. There
It
was just so
was.
much stuff that we
I
got
could
to
see
do.
that. You know, the Taylor Swift's a couple hours. That's like several days of
Yeah.
nonstop
Yeah.
entertainment. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. I could name a bunch, but
Yeah, I'm sure.
yeah. So that's one of my favorites. Yeah.
Nice.
Cool. All right, honey, I'm gonna let you go to bed.
Night night.
Yeah, so you got any honorable mentions?
I didn't do my number one.
Oh,
I'm skipping right over it. Come on, man. Jeez.
that sorry.
No, you're good. So my number one was the well, was that our first trip of the year? I don't remember. Was New Orleans. New Orleans trip with just me and Tori. So about, I don't know, maybe last Christmas past, we decided instead of getting each other gifts that we really don't need or junk that we don't want, our gift to each other would be doing a trip with each other once a year. And so
Yeah.
this year we did New Orleans, which was a lot of fun. Tori had been to New Orleans. I'd never been to New Orleans. Always thought it'd be kind of fun to go and explore and see what that town was all about. So we spent a week, just us, down in New Orleans, you know, doing the Bourbon Street stuff, doing the jazz concerts, eating beignets. You know, I feel like we got to see pretty much all of New Orleans, which was nice. Spent one day, we went out to the ocean, because that was Tori's request, because she always likes
Yep.
to spend time at the beach if possible. So
Yep.
drove out to the ocean and spent a day there. But yeah, it was a fun trip. It was a good time. I feel like New Orleans is kind of a one and done thing. I don't necessarily need to go back again, but it was cool to experience it and learn about the culture and the city. And you know, we did a bunch of different food tours and all that kind of stuff. So, which we like to do. You know, if we go to a place, we like to try to learn about the culture and eat their food. So we definitely got to do that for this trip. So that was the highlight of 2024 for sure.
Yeah. Cool
It was
town.
really hot, was the only bummer.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But
I believe it was hot when we were there too.
yeah, I mean, it
Yeah.
was like 98 and like 100% humidity, and
Oh man.
it got real sweaty, but it was
Probably
good.
smelt real good in some of those areas too.
Oh yeah. No.
Cool. All right. So now, do we have any honorable mentions?
I have nothing left on my list.
All right, I'll just rattle through them. We got to go to the NFL draft in Detroit. That was pretty cool. The only downside was, the only reason it probably didn't make my top five is because we literally had to stand in one spot for like 6 hours.
Sure.
No bathroom, no food. Couldn't
Yeah.
leave because you wouldn't get back in even if you had. It wasn't Disney where people were saving spots for you. We'll just say that. It was downtown Detroit. People ain't saving spots for you. But just getting to be there, it was such a historical event. There was over what they say there was like over 100,000 people or something
It was
down
a
in that
lot.
little
I don't remember the
square.
numbers, but a
And
lot.
we were like right in the front of it. It was so cool. I'm so glad that we put in the time and stayed in our spot because of that we got to be so close. We weren't like in the amphitheater. We were back where the free people were, but we were in the front of a lot of the crowd shots that you'd see. We were like three, four rows back from the front of that. It was crazy.
Yeah.
That was just really cool. Katie and I did that. Another one was driving down to the to Ohio to see the eclipse.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was really cool, but it was kind of stressful because we were dodging cloud cover and, you know, looking
Yeah,
at maps and trying to time it right. And we ended up having a great time, the three of us, and took the day off of work and all that, and took our time coming home. But yeah, that was really fun. Let's see. Another highlight was building our dining room table last winter in my garage. Built it all out of, geez, why am I drawing walnut? All out of walnut, and it's like a convertible game table where the top comes off and there's a felt game table surface underneath. So I was just, I don't know if we were recording yet, but I was telling Caleb that there's some things that I'm gonna make some changes to actually coming up here in the next week or two. Just kind of living with it for the last year. There's some things I want to do a little differently. But yeah, that was a highlight. Just, you know, knowing that, you know, that the table will be passed on, you know, to Vivian someday, and just have the story of our family with it, you know, just kind of a cool thing to think about. And then the last one is last year's football season. So with
Oh,
Michigan
the line.
football winning the championship, that was pretty special. Getting to share that with my daughter and my wife, them getting to see me happy and my team winning the championship is, and you know, we saw the Rose Bowl with you guys, and that was so fun. And then obviously the Detroit Lions and their playoff run last year all the way to the NFC Championship. They didn't make it, but it was the furthest they'd made it in a long time. And you know, it's really fun to watch the Lions again. You know, I've told a couple people this, but I think, you know, this is the best Lions football team we've ever seen in our
Oh, by
lives
far.
by
By far.
far. So it's
Not
just an
even close.
exciting time to be a Lions fan, even with them falling a little short this year. Just injuries catching up to them is really how you can say it, really, for both seasons, but especially this year. But yeah, it was a highlight. But like you said, you know, I definitely feel like, you know, we did so much traveling, we did so much stuff because we were also trying to survive 2024. So I kind of think that caps it nicely to go back and think about that was your number five, right? Or was that your number four?
No, I was
But
number five.
yeah, we travel so much. I mean, obviously this last time we were in Disney on the first day of on inauguration day. And it was like, well, at least we're at Disney World.
No, I just avoid news at all costs. Like I have to live in a bubble for a little bit.
Yeah, I don't, but
I shouldn't say that. I do. I read it. I can't listen to it. I have to just read
right.
it.
Yeah, I can't watch the news like I used to, but it, you know, there's a just it's important to stay well read and knowledgeable of what's going on. But yeah, you're right. You have to protect your sanity at a certain point. But you know, they want us to not pay attention. That's why Trump does all the crazy stuff he does, is, you know, just trying to get us to not pay attention, because, you know, it's just a big shell
Wear you
game.
down.
Yep, just wear you down. Keep looking at, look over here, look over here, so that we can do this crap over here. And it takes good people to make sure that they can't get away with it. So, but anyway, so 2025, it's here and we've started. And yeah, there's been some bad parts, but I'm excited for another year of traveling and getting to spend time with friends like you. And obviously the podcast is something I look forward to, and Getting to chat with you and Derek.
Yeah, for sure.
You have any plans for the year? Big plans
No,
yet?
nothing. I mean, obviously Disney's coming up here, so that'll be one of our big trips starting early. We're gonna probably keep it relatively low key after that for a little while. The kids have a summer filled with stuff. I mean, I think Jameson has like four or five camps this year. Reese has a couple camps. I mean, there's just a ton of stuff happening. So, summer will be busy, but we're not really, going traveling anywhere. It's more being local. But yeah, you guys got a big one,
But
right? Isn't don't you have
we're going back.
Tokyo?
No, we decided to push Tokyo off one more year, because Katie's brother is they're going to be in Belgium one more year, and so they want us to
Got it.
go visit. Her mom isn't doing very well, so we have to we just want to be with her. So yeah, we're gonna go to Belgium one more time, and we're gonna go to Disneyland Paris again.
Nice.
Kind of bummed that they're not done with like the Arendelle stuff there yet, but we'll obviously we'll go back. But
I thought it
we
was
love.
done. It's not done yet.
I think there's parts that are done, but I don't think the main parts are done yet.
Got it.
But yeah, well, we love Paris, so we'll definitely go back to Paris. And then there's, we're actually flying through Iceland to get there, which because the flights into Reykjavik are so cheap right now, and then you can get a cheap flight from Iceland to London
Paris.
or Paris or wherever,
Interesting.
Brussels. So we have our bookend flights to and from Iceland in June, but we have to get. And I think the flights are like 10 days apart or something like that. So we just have to build a vacation in the middle of that now.
Nice.
Part of it, I think Alex and Alira will probably meet us in Iceland, and we'll spend a few days there, and then we'll go wherever else from there. But haven't really decided yet. That's the big thing. Trying to think. Oh, I think we've never done a Disney Halloween party. So I think we want to do that this year. But other than that, like a lot of our focus is shifting to the new house, and so we're trying to save a little bit, but obviously with owning a DVC, you kind of go anyway, so you just got to get down there. So I don't know. Well, it all kind of ends up, we end up, going to Disney 2 to 3 times a year for long weekends and things like that. So that'll happen. But yeah, we'll see. Camping a couple times. We bought a new tent last year, so we like using that. Yeah, so.
Thanks.
Yep.
Still a lot to look forward to.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's definitely going to be fun. We always make it fun, and fill in the voids with weekends with friends like you guys, and seeing family, seeing new nephews and all that kind of stuff. But yeah. So, well, I think this was a fun one. I think it's a good way to kind of cap off the previous year and kind of retrospectively think about things that we have to be thankful for and look forward to the next year. But
For sure.
I think we mentioned last time that we were going to do favorite bands with Derek, so we'll stick with that for the and that's our 30th episode. No, that this was our 30th episode, and so we actually flip-flop. That'll be the 31st episode. But I got a few to edit.
Crazy.
And some of those were Christmas ones, which I figured we'll put them out. They'll just show up in whatever time, wherever they end up in the timeline. But then, we can promote them around Christmas time next year or whatever. But, or not, whatever.
We're just doing it for fun,
We're
man.
just
And
talking. We're just talking. If
It's
anybody listens, good for them or too
all
bad for them.
good. Right. They can just pretend, they can relive that they're, you know, they
Yeah.
can put up a Christmas tree real quick and listen to the
Yeah.
episode and
A
then
lot
throw
of
it away.
people, yeah, there's a lot of people that celebrate Christmas all year on.
Yeah. Or you could just we could just hold on to it till Christmas in July and release it then, so.
Well, what do you think? What else? Anything else to talk about? Or are we good here?
Think we're all right.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to go talk to my wife because she's concerned that there's going to be snow and ice storms on Wednesday when we fly out. So she wants to know, she's like, do we need to change our flights? My God, I don't know. I don't think so, but
No, I
we'll
mean,
see.
as long as it's not like buckets of snow where they just can't keep up with keeping the
Runways
runway
clean.
clear,
Yeah.
which you guys obviously have to think about that out there specifically.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, it
yeah,
should
I mean,
we fly into so we have a layover in Chicago, and I think that's the more concerning one is in Chicago, but
yeah.
we'll see. I feel like Grand Rapids is pretty good about that. They handle pretty much anything pretty
Yeah.
quickly.
Yeah. What airline?
United.
Okay. That'll be better. Spirit and what's the other one?
Frontier.
Frontier, they're the two worst with weather and dealing with weather
Yeah.
and treating their customers during the weather delays. Yeah, there's been a couple times where we've stayed until midnight waiting for our flight to go, and then both times it got just end up getting canceled and we had to drive home.
Yeah.
One of them was the time when we went to New Orleans, and we ended up just driving to New Orleans because we couldn't miss our cruise because our cruise went out of New Orleans.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's a long drive.
It was overnight. And then our flight ended up going anyway.
Gotta
But it's
love it,
one of those
right?
situations, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Exactly. Yep. For sure. For sure.
But anyway. All right. Well, it was good catching back up with you. And like I said,
Yeah.
we'll be back with Derek next week and we'll look forward to enjoying 2025 together.
For sure.
Faux
Sounds good.
show. All right, buddy.
All right, man. Have a
All
good
right, I'm
night.
gonna stop recording.
And that's a wrap on another episode of the High Five Podcast. Remember, five is just the start, not the end. Don't forget to share your high fives with us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/thehighfivepodcast. We'll be back next week with more exciting adventures in counting and beyond. Until then, a big high five from Caleb, Derek, and Jay to you. We'll see you next time. Intro and outro music was created by our friend Trevor Durheimer.